Welcome to another news. I'm Jeff Brady. A big thank you for the turnout at the Disclosure Network event on Friday. It was good to see you there. Appreciate that. A few weeks ago, the executive director of the Pacifica Network, Bill Crozier, was a guest on the show to talk about the decision made to stop the fundraiser using the Zapper and Organyte as a premium. Mr. Crozier was open and upfront in explaining the decision, and on that show, we also referenced Dr. Royal Rife and related science behind the Zapper. Having this type of discussion on the air is important, regardless of the outcome, in that a dialogue is started and listeners can decide for themselves. Also, WBAI will honor all Zapper and Organyte pledges. This is very good news. I look forward to hearing the feedback from this highly influential listenership. I gathered some interesting Zapper testimony recently, enough for a full hour. Some of it aired during the fundraising special. We're going to hear most of it now in this show. Some people you may recognize, and others are friends of Carol Croft, who were kind enough to talk about their long-term use of the Terminator Zapper. Before we go into those interviews, something caught my attention. There was a 3-day electronic dance music event near Las Vegas last week. Those with tickets were shuttled from Las Vegas out to a location in the desert. One of the main stages was essentially a Mesopotamian shrine to the female demon Lilith. A huge rendition of Lilith was positioned in the center of the stage, her arms outstretched with winged appendages. Two massive owls stood on each side of her, and behind her head was an all-seeing eye. All of this festooned with lights and moving images. This is also where thousands flocked and reveled throughout the nights during the summer solstice. Some aware of the harvest, I suspect most were not. The stage set was a stylized rendition of the 3,000-year-old stone image of Lilith. 3 centuries ago, the female demon was depicted with clawed feet and flanked by 2 owls. And below her outstretched arms are wings. What's going on here, you might ask? Well, on the show, we've gone in depth about the nature of ley lines and how rituals are conducted at certain energy line anchors to imbue the natural electromagnetic grid intended to affect a society. You may recall past guests Matthew Deleuze and Peter Shampoo discussing the significance of certain locations on the planet, that at certain times of the year, for example, the summer solstice, can be important for harvest rituals. In a past show, we talked about a private firm announcing it would build one of the largest Ferris wheels on Staten Island. Past guest Matthew Deleuze explained its occult function and how they're strategically placed in cities across the world. In this case, the structure on Staten Island would face the nexus of ley lines that meet somewhere in the middle of the harbor. However, this proposal came a few months after Superstorm Sandy ravaged the northeast coast, and many New Yorkers questioned the safety of constructing a giant wheel. In August of 2015, images of endangered animals were projected onto the side of the Empire State Building. The project was sponsored by the Oceanic Preservation Society and Obscura Digital. An image of Kali, known as the goddess of time, change, power, and destruction, was also projected, created by artist Android Jones. If you've been listening to the show, you'll know the importance of the Empire State Building within the energy grid. It's one of the tallest obelisks in the country, and it's set on an energy intersection, similar to the Great Pyramid of Giza. The exterior of the building is clad in Indiana limestone panels. Those panels are significant for imbuing consciousness, says past guest Peter Shampoo. Peter says ley lines carry a telluric current, which is an electromagnetic energy that also fuels creativity. Taking it a step further, is it possible that New York City dodged a catastrophe? In April 2016, Peter Shampoo was a guest on the show talking about the effort by UNESCO to imbue significant energy points with a certain consciousness. Replicas of the Temple of Baal were put on display in London's Leicester Square, and one was intended for Times Square, but because of protests against it, the Times Square replica display was canceled. The Temple of Baal was instead placed in Dubai. Radio host Gary Bell in Toronto, Canada, made the connection that both London and Dubai were plagued with towering infernos. Something to think about here. We go now to hear the individual experiences of using the zapper. To be clear, the station and the show In Other News does not make medical or scientific claims about the zapper. Let's have a listen.
Well, I got my first zapper about 20 years ago, and at the time I was having chronic sinus infections 2-3 times a year. And once I started zapping, there was no more sinus infections. It also helped with my migraine headaches. I was getting probably a migraine, I don't know, 3 times a month or so, and now I'm lucky if I get, you know, a migraine once every 4 or 5 months. So it's definitely helped me in that respect. I actually wear 2 zappers, one on each palm while I sleep at night. And I haven't really been sick. Gosh, I don't know how long. It's been a long time. Years, you know. Another thing, too, is I have a tooth that I had gotten a crown on, and I didn't want to get a root canal, so they just put a crown on it, and the tooth is trying to die, so I've been zapping, and it's almost back to normal now. So, I mean, it helps with just about everything. That's pretty cool. There's a lot of testimonials of people, you know, curing, you know, themselves, their testimonials saying that, you know, they've cured a lot of, you know, different autoimmune diseases and, you know, they're not chronically sick anymore. I actually went to Africa with an AIDS unit from Berkeley. It was a bunch of medical students. And there was a lady there with AIDS when I got there, and she was propped up against a cinder block building. And she was so weak, she couldn't even lift her chin off her chest to talk to me. And so her cousin was with her, and I told her, I said, well, you know, you can put this zapper on her, but you're going to have to move it every, you know, few minutes, because I'm sure she's just extremely acidic. And I fully expected her to be, you know, dead by morning or within a few days, because there was no life left in her, and she couldn't walk on her own. She couldn't move on her own. It was pretty heart-wrenching. And the next morning, her cousin came into the kitchen where we were staying, and she said she ate and kept it down for the first time in about 2 months. And within 2 weeks, she was coming over to help fix meals in the kitchen. By the time I got ready to leave, we were getting all of our stuff in the car, and they were going to take us to the airport in Kisumu. And she had her bags packed, and she was sitting in the back of the car, and she was moving back to town. That's something that I actually saw with my own eyes, you know, and no claims, of course, on that. But I don't know if she got rid of her AIDS or not. But boy, it sure made a difference in her vitality and her health. There's all kinds of testimonials out there, and we used to have it on the website, but I don't think that Dawn has it on there anymore. So, you know, I wasn't making any claims, but that was the most phenomenal testimonial that I could give you. Because I actually saw it with my own eyes, you know.
Carol, you do wear the zapper at night, and can you tell listeners why you do that?
I wear 2 zappers, one on each palm, but I wear it for the vitality factor. You know, it just makes me feel better. I don't, you know, I'm not tired. I'm focused. I can think. I can, you know, I'm very, you know, I can rationalize. Just makes my brain work a whole lot better. And plus the upside, you know, we come in contact with environmental toxins every day, you know, especially if you eat any kind of processed food or in a restaurant, you're coming in contact with preservatives and, you know, all kinds of stuff that they have to deal with the, you know, in the food industry. So no matter what, we're going to have toxins in our body. So wearing it every night for me has just kept me from having any issues. I'm extremely allergic to MSG. I immediately get my sides of my head get numb, my temples get, but when I wear my zapper, you know, I'll feel it. I'll know when there's MSG in the food, but I don't like get a migraine or a headache from it. But that's the upside. And you know, there's the organite factor in there, which helps people to understand, you know, what's going on. It removes the veil of illusion for people so that they start seeing what's going on in the world. This can be an uncomfortable process for them, but, you know, if they just stick with it and move forward, they're more empowered by what they're finding out, and it makes their life, their quality of life, a lot better too.
Yes, and they can empower other people.
Exactly. Yes. You know, as far as the zapper with pets are kind of like kids. They respond really quickly to especially any kind of electrical current through the fur. And with pets, their fur, you know, uses the electrical current a lot quicker than even our human body, I think. You know, you see a difference right away with a pet. You know, like my cat was getting sick, you know, and I could tell that he didn't feel good. So I just lay it on him and, boy, within, you know, maybe an hour or so, he's up running around. I've also used it on my horse. You know, I had three horses, and you would use it on the horses when they were, you know, would get listless, or I could tell, you know, they might have worms or something. So I would put the zapper on them. And again, you know, with animals, it happens really quickly. They usually see a difference within a day or so. And we've had a lot of people use them on their animals for, you know, different, you know, kidney problems and heart problems. And I mean, maybe we just don't hear about the bad things that go on, but, you know, it's just like humans, you know, when you make a contract, you know, like your doctor says you have cancer, you're going to die, you need to get your affairs in order, you're probably going to die because your higher self has made a contract with that doctor saying, okay, you're going to die, and you do. And when that comes into play, nothing in the world is going to help. But if you have a strong will to live and you stay positive and want to live, it's going to work for you. And it's just like any of the other healing modalities, you know, that's what makes them work is belief, you know, believing that it's going to make a difference and that it's going to make you better. It's going to make you well.
You and Don have gone through a lot of interference in your lives in working in distributing this particular device. If you could, Carol, can you tell listeners, because it seems to me to be another testimonial about the positive effects of the zapper and how the powers that be do not want people to find out about the efficacy and the treatment that a zapper could provide.
Yeah, well, you know what? In the beginning, they shut down all of our zapper competition. They didn't get us because I think that, you know, we were on the road and it was a little harder. But our lives have been threatened a lot, multiple times, more than I can even count, you know, trying to get us to knuckle under and quit making out that we're not going to do that. My husband and I, that's why we're in the business, is to empower people and allow them to take charge of their health, their lives. You know, and that's the main reason that we make the device, because it gives people a better quality of life. It makes them feel like they're more in control of their own bodies.
Is there any particular interference that stands out that was so overt and shocking that you would want to mention to listeners in relation to zappers?
I've actually had quite a few near fatal car wrecks. You know, where they have boxed me in and tried to run me off the road. They've done that to my daughter a couple of times because they know that they can get to me through her. And people say, oh, you know, are you sure you didn't, you know, you're not imagining that? Well, when you're in that situation where there's a semi in front of you and a car behind you and another one beside you trying to push you off the road, you're not imagining it. So it's been very interesting. And also, I was shot with a dart one time in a parking lot, and I'm sure that they were, you know, trying to give me some kind of fast-acting cancer or something like that. I'm not exactly sure, you know, and I can't testify to that, but I actually pulled that dart out of my chin because I think they were aiming for my shoulder, and it actually got stuck in the hard tissue right below my lips.
Did you actually feel something was happening to you after that happened?
I got kind of nauseous and headachy and really weak for like probably 3 or 4 days, but I just kept my zapper on constantly, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, if you can do that, you know, when something like that is happening, you're going to be a whole lot better off. You know, it'll probably save your life.
Carol, I just want to say thank you again, not only for the courage that you and Don have to create and distribute zappers to people, but also for these testimonials. I really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, Jeff.
Please, if you would, tell listeners about your experience using the zapper and how it has treated conditions in your life.
Basically, I started using the zapper about 10 years ago. Somebody suggested that I try it because I was having a lot of health issues. I was on a lot of medications, allergy medication, all kinds of stuff. So I said, okay, let's try it. That's when I learned about Organite also. And so I started wearing it like about 4 hours a day at first. Then I got to 6, then 8. And I would put it at the bottom of my feet at night. And then when I started wearing it like all day, I would just stick it in my bra and go and don't even worry about it. And after about 3 months that I didn't have to take my allergy medication, like I used to have to take it literally every 12 hours. And so so that was cool. I also had sandy skin, like total sandpaper. And I was drinking water, but, you know, it wasn't getting any better. So after I started wearing the zapper, 3 to 6 months, I noticed that my sandpaper skin had gone away. So that was really great. So basically, I just started wearing it almost every day for the past 10 years. I was a teacher, or I am a teacher and a healer. And one of the clients that I had who called me, she had a daughter who had some kind of, I don't know, she got bitten by some kind of mosquito or something and started having seizures like 3 times a day. So she was always in urgent care with her daughter. And somebody suggested that she try a zapper, so she contacted me. So I sold her one. I told her, you know, try it first 2 hours, put it on the bottom of her feet, make sure she drinks lots of water, and then just see what it does. And if it doesn't work, you know, or if something bad happens, don't use it. You know, I don't want anybody to get hurt. And so she started using it 2 hours, then 4, then 6, then 8. And after about 3 weeks, she contacted me. And she was so happy. Like, she was crying. And at first I panicked. And, but she was so happy. She said, like, and after 3 weeks, she was only having to go to the hospital maybe once a week instead of, you know, having 3 seizures a day and just living at the hospital. And so her seizures got so much better that she was just like, this is amazing. And it is. What else do I use it for? I use it for headaches. Whenever I get headaches, I will put it, I'll put some of my balm on, and then I will put that on and just kind of hold it where the headache is. For pain, it always seems to, like, I'll put my pain balm that I make, and then I put the zapper on, and within 5 minutes, and even without my balm, you know, it gets better. I've used it on my animals for pain or when they don't feel good. I just, you know, if I know where they're hurting, I'll put it on that. If not, you can put it anywhere because it goes right through. And then I just hold them and pet them and like that. And I had one time, I don't know what bit my little dog. I have a little Maltese. And something bit her, and I'm not sure if it was like a wasp or a bee or whatever, I don't know. And she started getting really lethargic, so I panicked. And I'm like, okay, what do I have in my purse? And so I had my all-purpose balm, and I got on my zapper that I was wearing, and I put it on her, and within 20 minutes, she stopped being lethargic. And I'm like, okay, you know, I don't have to take her to the doctor. It's all good. And I'll say that pretty much what the zappers were designed for, the way I understood it, is that they kill parasites. And even a healthy body has, like, up to 2.5 pounds of parasites in its in your blood. I mean, whether or not, you know, if you're healthy, God forbid, if you're sick. So to have that many parasites that you don't need, that are not useful, we're not talking about the good parasites that your body has, but ones that are bad for you, to have that many, even when you're healthy, you know, is not good. And so if you're not feeling well, and, you know, if you would clean out your blood with something, and the Zapper that Carol and Don have are just so easy because they're small. You don't have to be hooked up to something, and you don't have to spend like $20,000 or whatever to get something. That they will for sure clean up your blood.
Harold, can you tell listeners about your experience using the Zapper and, I guess, the treatment and success that you've had with it?
Oh, sure. I'd love to. I actually started zapping under Bob Beck's protocol, which uses actual electrodes that you put on a couple of arteries in your wrist and inject the negative ions into your body that way. And I had very positive experience with that. I went into an immediate detox for about 2 weeks. I had like pimples all around my hairline as the toxins were coming out. This same unit also, you're able to create silver colloid with it. And so we took that to help the detox along, and that worked real well. Then I later found Don Croft's Zapper, and I went, wow, let's try that. And it's so much more convenient. You don't have that wrist strap and the wires hanging on your wrist and all. It's just—it's really easy to carry around. Anytime I have a illness, like seems like starting to come in or whatever, I'm not feeling quite well, just turn the Zapper on and hold it for probably 30 minutes. Once you've done the initial protocol, which is 8 hours a day for about 3 to 6 weeks, to help your body flush out all the toxins, then you're immune system seems to recover, you get more robust, you get less problems health-wise. Any health problems you might have had, which let me get into that just a little bit. We have so many parasites in our bloodstream that when you start zapping, you kill them all and you get them out. But they have eggs and other things in there that are resistant. It takes about 3 weeks to 6 weeks to run enough life cycles of these microbes and parasites to actually rid them out of your system. And when you do, you're no longer allergic to their toxins, their secretions that they put back into the bloodstream. And you start, your health just jumps up like a quantum level up, and you're healthy. You just are more resistant to disease. And if something does come along, a little bit of zapping will take care of it. The one that Don and Carol sell, the Terminator, and the other one, their higher grade one, I forget the name of that one right offhand. It's one I carry with me.
T-Rex.
But the T-Rex, yeah, which I have. This puts out a cloud about the size of a basketball of, this is what some psychics have told me when I showed it to them. It puts out a field about the size of a basketball around this, and inside that field, everything gets well, it seems. I've been working through something here the last 5 or 6 months, and part of that was that I would wake up in the middle of the night and my hips would ache just to where I couldn't sleep. But I'd take the Zapper and turn it on and set it down there by my hip where that size of that field was right there, and within a matter of like 10 minutes I'd be back asleep again and my hip would quit hurting. And I've seemed to have worked through that, whatever that issue was, just, you know, flushed on through. But, you know, I think this is 21st century medicine is going to be electromedicine, because it just, you no longer, I can't remember the last time I had a prescription, at least 15 years ago.
Can you talk about the energy level again? You said a quantum leap.
Well, we're all used to struggling along with our health. You know, we accept that we're going to get sick. We accept that we need antibiotics. We accept that we need spe- special dietary requirements. We accept that we have allergies and we need medicine for these. And once you go through the protocol of actually using the zapper for 8 hours a day for 6 weeks, you will find that the allergies will probably drop to zero. And I don't care what your case is. The allergies will drop to zero. You'll quit getting sick. You'll quit needing antibiotics. And this is like a quantum step up in health from where most people operate. We're just not used to thinking of ourselves in a healthy manner. We always think we're a victim. We need all this dependency on all these other things in order to get us through the day and get us through the week and to move forward. And this puts you at a point where it's like, well, who needs all this medicine? You know, I mean, medicine has its point, you know, and if you have a very acute condition, you better get something in there that can turn it around right away. But more often than not, the zapper will take care of it right then, especially if you've already cleaned yourself up. You won't need painkillers. You won't need antibiotics. You won't need antihistamines. You won't, it's like, wow. Freedom again, you know. It's like, don't worry about it. If I start to get sick or feel something coming or pushing in, just turn the zapper on for a while. And sometimes I'll leave it on overnight, but rarely more than 2 nights in a row anymore.
What types of parasites are in our body and robbing us of our energy and polluting our bloodstream?
Yeah, there you go. Well, there's apparently a lot of fungus in the bloodstream. I guess the dark field microscopes and all can see this. And there's fungus, there's spores, which I always take to mean part of the same thing. What other kind of critters? There's you know, single cell organisms that tend to thrive in there at times. They can be seen, and it's kind of considered normal to be this way. I've heard reports, I personally have turned my blood in but never got a comment back, but other people who have submitted their blood to people who actually study this after zapping, they're going, how in the world can you have such clean blood? That was always good enough for me. I never had to explore it further than that. But yes, there's a big load. I've heard it said that there's up to 2 pounds of parasites in a normal person's blood. And these are all just foreign bacteria, foreign fungus, and other things like this that come in with our food. They come in with when we breathe dust. When we live, we're going to invite life to grow with us. And some of it is not really in our favor. And when you actually zap, you eliminate everything that's not in your favor. I've heard people wonder how a zapper can tell the difference between good microbes or good life and bad life, because of course we have, you know, favorable bacteria and stuff in our gut that helps digest the food, and it doesn't kill those. And the answer is simply that if it's working against you, it's positively charged, and if it works for you, it's negatively charged. Your body works in a negatively charged field. So all the zapper is doing is flooding your body with negative ions, and this creates a very destructive environment for anything positively charged, because it eliminates the possibility that kind of life can thrive, which basically, in what it means in real life, is that all the bad guys die and all the good guys live. So another component that I should probably mention is that Don tuned this for 15 cycles a second, which is a second harmonic of the Schumann frequency, which is basic earth frequency. All life vibrates at this level. And I have found that in my meditative work that I do, you can entrain with this frequency as you hold it and it's thumping into your body. You can entrain with that and really move forward in your meditative work of whatever nature you're doing. It's a real boost for that.
Harold, that's the first I've heard of that, and that's really interesting. I really want to thank you for this information and this testimony. It's extremely valuable, especially the visual of the 2 pounds of parasites. That's good.
Well, you know, just judging by the detox that I went through for like 3 weeks and the amount of pus and stuff my body was throwing off, and that doesn't count what gets, you know, handled by pushing it back into your gut and just normal secretion. There was some diarrhea associated, which is always a sign of detox. Certainly based on my experience, there was a big load of stuff that didn't belong that got cleaned out, and it took a while to clean out, but it did.
Okay, well, this is going back in my memory quite a ways. I actually looked at some papers and notes in my home, wondering if I could find when I first purchased my Zafir. It must be 8 or 10 years ago now. But I was not feeling well and just starting to investigate pollutants, chemtrails, things in our processed food. And I was looking around for some kind of natural system that would cure. So I purchased a Zafir just kind of on my own research without having anyone ever explain it to me or show one to me. I actually remember being a little afraid of it, that I purchased it. It came to my home through the mail, and I didn't use it right away because I was still so used to corporate medicine, let's call it, or other cures that weren't involving some kind of energetics. But I do remember that I enjoyed it. I mean, the little bit of sensation, the little bit of electrical charge, I guess, that you can feel seemed pleasant, and it wasn't hurting me in any way. So I kept using it. I do remember that the disc became dark fairly soon, the copper discs. So they were attracting toxins, maybe metals out of my system. I did start feeling better, started to use it as I was sleeping. I remember that I found a certain kind of worn out heavy sock and a worn-out winter glove that would hold the Zafir against my skin, so in case I fell asleep, it would be working the whole night.
Wayne, would you tell listeners how you were feeling that prompted you to search for something like the Zafir?
I was getting so many frequent breathing problems, like congestion in my lungs, sore throat, sinus infection, and more than most of the people around me living in my same area. So it seemed like something was affecting me more than other people, that maybe something in the air or some kind of toxins bothered me more than others around me. So I was looking for the Zafir to try and take some of that toxin out of my system, because there didn't seem to be any kind of pharmaceutical medicine that was offering any kind of relief for that, or even admitting that that kind of problem could exist. So I did use Zafir, and it pulled a lot of toxins out of my system initially. And I was using it on the palm of my hand because it seemed quite sensitive on other parts of my skin. And after a few hours use or an overnight, the copper discs would get quite black and I would have to clean them before using again. So I imagine there were probably parasites and organisms in my system, the same as almost every other person has. But my initial complaint was like a breathing and particulate problem that I couldn't seem to clear out of my body.
Did you feel differently? Did your energy level change? Were your episodes of congestion less frequent?
Oh, yes. My energy went up after a few times of using the zapper, and my breathing became better, as if something that was deep in my lungs and deep in my system was being drawn out and wasn't there anymore. So I started using it quite regularly, thinking that even if I was getting continued exposure to something in the air or toxins, that at least the zapper was helping me keep up with that and not allow it to build up in my system.
Can you tell listeners how long you used the zapper and if you're continuing to use it today?
Well, as I said, I believe I bought my zapper quite a long time ago. It may have been 2008, 2009, and I used it quite regularly for the first few months and then quite a lot for 4 or 5 years, I would say. Many times overnight as I slept against my hand or my foot inside a glove or a sock. But more recently, I have noticed that I don't need it as much. I feel quite healthy, and I don't use it on a day-to-day basis as I did just a year or two ago. It really is quite a simple and ingenious idea. I mean, I would say that it works more quickly than any kind of pharmaceutical medicine, any kind of natural herbal remedy. It gets right to the parasite and almost immediately disrupts them. I think once that is cleared, a second process that takes quite a bit longer is that it draws toxins through your bloodstream, through your skin, to the copper plates and pulls that out of your system as well. Maybe heavy metals or chemical exposure that doesn't pass through your digestive system very readily.
Would you recommend the zapper to the listeners?
Oh, yes. 100%. Yes. It is so simple, yet so quickly effective. The only thing that I would caution, certain people are more sensitive. I noticed for me personally that if I used it on places other than the palm of my hand or the sole of my feet, that it was a little uncomfortable. But I believe that is also in the instructions sent with the zapper. Certain parts of your body and certain parts of your skin are more sensitive. But all you do is turn it on and hold it against your skin, and it works for you. You can barely feel anything going on. It's not an intrusion in your life or uncomfortable at all.
If you do place it on other parts of the skin, other than the sole of the foot and the palm of the hand, it does warn you in the insert that it could create some irritation on the skin. It could leave a mark. The copper plates will leave like a little circle on the skin. It will eventually go away, but if you really need to place the zapper on a localized area because there's pain or whatever the reason is, just be warned that it could be a little uncomfortable, irritating, and it might leave the copper plate mark on there. But it doesn't do that on the ball of the foot and on the palm of the hand because the skin is a different kind of skin.
Yes, I started out using it on my hands because that seems to be the most callous and least sensitive. And I had no problem with that at all. But I noticed that once a strange soreness and rash starting on the side of my neck. So I thought to place the zapper on over that. And that area was quite sensitive. So I had to stop putting it there and then put it back onto my hands and feet. And yes, like you said, different parts of your skin are so sensitive, some kind of long-term exposure will make some discomfort.
I want to mention to listeners that we met during a time when there was a lot of anti-geoengineering activism. I was doing this show in other news. It was back in 2011, maybe, 2012. And you had sent me a zapper and a crystal harmonizer, which I'm very grateful that you had done that.
Intellectually, I read about the zapper. I purchased it. And when it was delivered to my home, I didn't use it immediately. There is so much belief system to overcome to use something far outside the medical, the college type medical community that it takes a while. But then I think it can be sometimes a change within ourselves also. I don't know if I should call it like a placebo effect or positive energy. Once your mind decides that, yes, I believe in this, I'm ready to try something different, I would like to see if this helps, and I'm going to do my best to experiment with it, the change happens. It's almost like an internal mental idea. If you were to try and make someone use a zapper, I have a feeling there would be some kind of negative effect. But if your own positive emotions go along with trying something new and being open and accepting of the possibility, that amplifies the results that you're going to get.
That's really interesting. I think you're right about that. The positive reinforcement and anticipation of feeling better definitely helps the results of the zapper.
Our bodies are quite smart. If we could shut down the talking in our mind a little more often, myself included, and be more in tune with how our bodies feel about something or react to something, we could probably stay out of a lot of trouble and get more positive benefits.
Kevin O'Donohue, the host of The Positive Mind on WBAI, you have a condition and that you've been living with for a number of decades. And it just so happens that this device, the zapper, does help treat it, and you've been using the zapper for a number of weeks. And if you would, tell listeners what that experience has been like so far.
Well, it's really been a great experience so far. I have to find a way to anchor it around my body, because the issue is, you know, I was using it on my foot for my energy, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But for now, I have this condition which I've gone to a gastroenterologist for, which he, after a decade, at least 10 years of, you know, mild suffering, nothing that I couldn't handle, but it became chronic and irritating. And I said, I have to figure out what this is. So I went to my gastro guy, and he couldn't find anything. But, you know, he said to me, it sounds like radiant pain, like the pain is originating, because it is not in my stomach. What it is, it's on the upper left quadrant of my rib cage. And guaranteed, when I eat fatty foods, it localizes, a pain gets localized right under, I'm sorry, right on top of the lowest rib of my rib cage on the left side. Now, it's been tolerable, but it's mysterious to me, and I've been trying to, you know, get an answer. I had a sonogram for it. Nothing showed up. When I was in the doctor's office itself, I would show him. I would grab, the flesh over this rib, and the pain would go away. I said, see, I don't have it right now, but I let it go. I wait 10 seconds. The pain is back. There it is again. I've been to two gastroenterologists for this. And the first one said, it sounds like radiant pain, because I thought I might have an ulcer, problem with my stomach, problem with my digestion. And he said, nothing showing up in your stomach. Maybe this sounds like radiant pain. I never heard that expression before. The second guy threw up his hands and said, I don't know what to tell you. There's nothing, nothing there. So my experience with the zapper, you know, this was a fluke for you to even mention this to me. And I was lucky to hear it. And I have put it on this spot. And the spot, first of all, the spot is getting narrower. It's getting smaller. It's like a ball, like a peepensy pinky, you know, one of those stickball balls. It's gone down to the size maybe of, a big ball of chewing gum, whatever you used to. So it's smaller. It's still the pain. I still have a pain there. I've only been using it for 5 weeks now. And again, for this area, I use it on the weekends because I can lie flat and use it. And it's gotten smaller. It's gotten smaller. And I have been eating, you know, I've had my fatty foods, and the pain comes back, and there it is, but it's a smaller, smaller pain.
I just want to clarify that in this situation, you're putting the zapper right on the spot instead of what some people do. They'll put it on the ball of the foot, but you also do that, but yeah. You've actually used the zapper right on the area.
Absolutely.
that is having the pain,
yeah.
And you're getting some results.
I am getting some results, and I hope in 5 weeks' time to say that it's the size of a marble. And if it goes away, I'm going to go back to my two gastroenterologists and say, look, you know, it might have been radiant pain. I don't know what it was, but this thing worked. So you might try it with other patients. The other issue I had was sluggishness, which is what was the real motivation for me to get it from you. You know, my energy would flag in the middle of the day. Now, that might have been something like have to do with aging. I'm in my 50s now. I thought it could be that. And but the crashes were worse. You know, my crashes after eating were getting worse and worse. So I want more energy. And so the interest in the zapper came to me because if I can get more energy, then it's all for me. And so I have been using it as the instruction says, not every night, but about four nights. And I had an interesting reaction. I think I told you for the first week, I did feel sluggish. I mean, I felt physically like very heavy.
When you woke up in the morning?
Yes, when I woke up for the first two hours of the day, actually, it would last. That stabilized. After about a week and a half, it stabilized. I don't feel that at all in the morning now. But what I love, what I can testify to it is that I have a steady stream of energy now that I can rely on. So I'm not crashing. I don't know what this zapper does, but I can only report that when I wake up, from the time I wake up till I go to bed, I can count on a continuous stream of energy. Little ups and downs, but at least it's a constant. And that I'm grateful for. I'm happy for that. And for only 5 weeks, it's shocking to me. Very shocking.
From what I understand, I think it will constantly improve, but the larger benefits occur in the immediate. Don Croft has an insert with the zappers. It does go into maybe this is what's occurring as a microvolt current passes through the body at a negative charge. It breaks apart viruses and parasites whose skin operates at a positive charge. When you break down the skin of the viruses and the parasites, they break apart.
Mm-hmm.
The body then has to push those pieces out, and it takes energy to do that. And it could be creating some fatigue early on.
Yes. That makes a lot of sense to me. The fact that it's a parasite makes sense to me also, that it might just be a parasite that is undetectable on a sonogram. Because it's tangible. It's a real thing. I mean, it was odd to be in a doctor's office and for them to look at me like I had something else wrong with me. I mean, it was a real pain that I've been suffering with at different times for 15 years when I first got my first consult. It was very strange to be looked at as if I had two heads.
When we were initially talking about this, we went to Don Croft's website, A World Without Parasites, and at the very top it said Epstein-Barr. And that's a condition that causes fatigue in you. And that's a virus. And the zapper breaks apart viruses in the body.
I'm happy to hear that. I mean, my diagnosis for Epstein-Barr was a while back when I was in a very, very stressful job. So it made sense to me at the time that I would feel chronic fatigue. And if this is helping with that, I mean, I'll go to this. That was my GP who diagnosed the Epstein-Barr. I'll go to him also just to show him, look, there's no trace of Epstein-Barr in my system because there's no trace of fatigue in me anymore. Maybe this zapper is a good idea for you to use with some patients that are experiencing chronic fatigue. I'm happy with what it's doing. And if this new form of fatigue that I've been feeling with the crashing in my 50s, it's helping with that. If there is an undercurrent of Epstein-Barr that this is treating, I'm very, very happy about it. And I will go back to my GP and tell him about it. Because it worked and it's working and it's harmless at nighttime. It's harmless. It's really easy to put inside the sock and on the ball of my foot, and it's there for 7-8 hours and four nights a week. And then on the weekends, I transfer it to my belly. But I need to get a band for the belly, but because I'm holding it in place, or I'm putting a book on top of it, for hours at a time. But that's another story. I mean, I would recommend that for people who are having pain in one area of their body to put the zapper on it. Put the zapper on it. The pain will reduce, possibly even go away. I hope to be testifying in 5 weeks from now that it's totally gone. If it is, it's pretty close to a miracle.
Thank you, Kevin. Really appreciate that.
You bet, Jeff. Thank you.
Lynn, would you tell listeners about your experience using a zapper, and what have you used it to treat, and has it been successful?
Okay. I'm in very, very, very good shape. In fact, I've been logging all week up at a neighbor's house, and my body's very, 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 very sore. And I'm getting logs to build a structure, and so I really taxed my body out. And I can put the zapper on places. Like last night, I was putting it on my elbows are sore. I was putting it on my elbows, my hip, my knees. And it really helps alleviate the pain. I had a very specific situation where I thought, well, I just experimented with it.
I was making some candy for a project, and I literally got 240-degree candy across the tops of a couple of my fingers, and ran that under cold water for a few minutes, and then I put the zapper on top of it. And this was what was really interesting. Usually when you have a burn, even if you do ice and it's you do a pretty good job healing it, I've done that with ice, for days that area can be really sensitive. You can't run your hand under hot water and stuff like that. You have to be really careful. So I put the zapper on for about 10 or 15 minutes right on the top of my fingers, and the pain actually went away within about 5 minutes, which is really odd because that was at least a second degree burn. And then the next day I got in the shower to wash my hair and stuff, and I thought, oh, I better be careful. And the hot water didn't even hurt my fingers. I mean, it had really taken care of the pain and the problem of that being sensitive. And I didn't really see any blisters or any burns. And so about a month or two later, I was using a serrated knife to cut a little stick for something, which was really stupid. And the serrated knife ran up on my finger, my forefinger, and gave me a nice slice. And serrated knives make a nasty cut, so it was very painful. So, and I have a high pain tolerance anyway, so I'm usually okay, but I put the zapper on it and the pain went away. It was pretty amazing. So I've used it for that specifically, but because I've studied naturopathic medicine years and years ago, and I went to Rolfing School for a while, and I know a lot about energetic medicine and all kinds of things and alternative stuff. And when I was a kid, in 8th and 9th grade, my mother was really into Wilhelm Reich. And so I knew about the Cloudbuster and stuff like that. And so I understand how organite works because I studied Don and Carol stuff. In fact, it was really funny. A girlfriend of mine turned me onto their website because she knew that I was interested in that. And I started reading, I think it's 500 pages of The Adventures of Carol and Don.
Right.
I couldn't put it down. It took me a week. I discovered with people that I've known that have had cancer, especially because there's so much fear attached to it. The medical profession has done a really good job with that. People generally have to go through so much of their own personal stress to figure out what they're going to do about it, that even close friends of mine don't want to hear what I have to offer about it. And I generally back off because, what are we in the world for? We're not necessarily in the world to be healthy. We're in the world to do whatever we're supposed to do. And some people just have to follow whatever they have to do. But if you want to be healthy and you want to keep your body in good shape, I mean, I sent one to my mom, and well, actually two, to my mom and her husband. And my mother's like 86, and her husband's 15 years younger, and they live out in the boonies in Arizona off the grid. My mother, you wouldn't think she's older than me, actually, physically, and they use theirs all the time. And it helped alleviate sciatic pain and all kinds of stuff. And I bought some for my son to use with, and daughter-in-law to use with my grandkids. And I don't know how often they do it, but I'm always reminding them when the kids have like a stuffy nose or an earache or whatever to use it, because it's going to help. It's amazing if you understand energetic medicine, and I think that's the wave of the future. Because if you understand quantum physics, you know that everything is energy, and the cause for everything comes from the basic, original thought into form. And if you can catch it at the energy level and work on it at that level and then work on it from the physical, I mean, that's huge.
That's going to do it for In Other News. I'm Jeff Brady. Join me again Monday, 11 p.m.